I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N.
Check.
It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, mindset. I got the man mindset, mindset. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When they come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
All right. Oh, boy. Hey, what's up? What's up? All right. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Hey, look. Y'all always laugh. They laughed at my cup, so I had to break out the other cup, you know, with the snake through the skull. I probably have that on Sunday, so they leave me alone. Air code 857, I'll bring you in 1 second. I got to do the introductions and everything to everybody. And I welcome everybody here. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, and I welcome all you guys here with open arms and nothing but love and respect. But we got a lot to talk about today, so let's get into it. But first off, I want to say shout out to all the chat room dogs out there, everybody that's listening to the show. I welcome you all to the show. This is a show that is not like all the shows that you have seen before. Oh, let me adjust my thing. All the shows that you have seen before. This show is kind of different. This show is a little bit different, but I want to let everybody know that's listening to this show that we are a different brand of game here, where we keep everything in house. You know, we keep everything in house, how we spit game, how we teach game, and things like that. So I just want to welcome everybody in here who's listening to the show. But again, I want to welcome you all. I want to say for all you guys that are listening, if you get the opportunity, go ahead and like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bar. We would love to We'd love for you to join in on the discussions that we have as well. But I also want to say for all my dogs out there and also the ladies, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing? I want to let y'all guys know at the top of the hour, excuse me, we're the only ones that do it. We're going to go over our creed as we do every top of the hour. Then after that hour is over, if we get to, gentlemen, 150, we're going to give a shout-out to y'all guys. You know, we like to show appreciation to you guys. So once we get 150 likes on the show, we'll take that moment and we'll take a minute off and say hi to everybody. So I want everybody to know that. Also, guys, the last thing I want to say before I bring in air code 857, I want to say to everybody that's listening to the show that one of the most difficult things to do if you want to be a student of the game here, it's very difficult. But, oh, shit, I want to say thank you to the 383 on 3822 that broke that record. But I don't understand common sense, but I always tell you, and it's the saddest thing that I tell you every show how to become a man through what we're showing you by getting in your car. I always say, go to your store and get a 100-piece puzzle set. And everybody just cannot do the simple thing, but yet they want to learn game. But all of this is part of game. So it's something that you guys got to soak up and understand. Also, I ask all the guys that are listening to this show to please, if you got a question, just put a Q in there. If you are texting someone, put a T in there. If you're talking to a woman and she throws you off, go ahead and put a W in there. We got you covered, okay? So, but let me go ahead and grab this call before we get into the show. Error code 857 has been waiting. 857, how can I help you? What's your question?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Okay. So I believe yesterday I was on a dating site and I messaged someone. But then today I realized that on Facebook I have a friend who knows this person. I keep seeing her on my timeline because he keeps tagging her. My question
Okay. What's your question?
My question is, so I go ahead and on Facebook and hit her up there.
Well, did you talk to her on Facebook? How did y'all interact? How did you talk to her? What happened? How'd y'all hook up?
I sent her a message on a dating app. I think yesterday.
Okay.
She hasn't been on the dating app for 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, so she hasn't been on the dating app, and you can get with her right now. You can say something to her right now.
I will have to reach out to her on Facebook.
Well, okay. If you got your bid, you know exactly what to say. Go in. If you got your bid, do what you're taught in your bid.
Oh, okay. Great. That's all I needed to know. I was just concerned or worried it was weird if I reached out to her there.
Well, why is it weird? It's only weird if you make it weird, don't you? Isn't that correct?
Yeah, you're right. You're completely right.
Yeah, so why make it weird?
Yeah, you're right. I was just overthinking that.
That's what y'all service dwellers do. Stop overthinking shit and just do shit. Great call. Thank you. I appreciate it. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number. We got a lot to chop up. If y'all guys got a question, put a Q in there. I just want to say that to all you guys out there. But let's get it, man. Shout out to everybody in there. I want to welcome everybody to the show. If you have a question, let us know. If we're going too fast for you, please let us know. Ask questions. This is what the show is about. And what we're going to talk about is how kind of like going off what we were going to talk about yesterday, how you can talk to women without being creepy. We're going to break that down, okay? So we want y'all to participate. We want y'all to get y'all notes out. Ask your questions. If you feel that I'm going too fast, please slow me down because my mind does this sometimes. Sometimes I know I have to slow it down. So if I need to slow it down, please let me know. Guys, you can call in. Guys, you have the question, the text. And as we're saying, so let's get into this. So, gentlemen, as we were talking about yesterday about how a man goes after what he wants and how a man changes the perception of the woman based off of who he is, he creates a brand new perception for her. And in order for all of you guys, and even that last caller, I will tell you what his problem is. Is that when an opportunity presents itself, as a man, you just move on that opportunity. Because when it comes to women, opportunities are always around us, okay? But unfortunately, even for that last caller, a lot of you guys don't understand is that opportunities slip by every day because most of you guys are either untrained to know what to do, or a lot of you are unaware of what's in front of you. See, that man, I like how he took the initiative to talk to the woman online, okay? But if he knew that she hasn't checked her messages in 2 weeks, why talk to her online and why not talk to her on Facebook, okay? See, the thing is that a lot of guys are unaware of those signals sometimes that that game will show you. And other times that a lot of you guys see opportunities that you fail to take. And as a man, we always take advantage of opportunities when it comes to women. Because we don't look at certain situations as problems and issues. It's just things that we have to do as men. It's just things that we have to do as men. And that's what's very important. That we have to see how game is and how we move as men. Because so many of you guys, just like that young man, listen, I hope he's still listening. There's so many opportunities that you have because every woman does not have a man. And every woman you think has a man may have a man and may be getting rid of him. You just don't know. But as a man, I will always take the opportunities because that's the game changer of what a woman is looking for. Somebody who is not trying to sit around and self-sabotage his mindset because they neglect to take advantage of all the opportunities that come your way. Now, the woman is on a dating app, so that should tell you, regardless of her situation, she's looking for something extra, whether it's another guy or another dick. It's something extra. And what's important for you guys to see and understand in all of this is that we cannot miss out on opportunities, okay? Opportunities are everywhere, okay? They are. But it is the opportunity that the man takes that shows the shift with shows the shift with a woman, because most women are not used to guys that see opportunity and move on it. You see, the thing in the game, guys, the game will always provide you a chance to change not only your circumstances, but it'll also give you a chance to show that woman, if she makes the right choice, you can change her circumstances as well, okay? Because I know a lot of you guys think this, you know, on the surface of all this, it sounds like, you know, it's wonderful, or it sounds like it's something that, you know what, it's amazing. It's something that I know that I can do whenever I can do it, right? But what most guys don't understand is that many, many opportunities that y'all come across is sometimes disguised in other things. Let's bring in area code 763, sir. What's your question? How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, Steve. I called in yesterday about a girl that I was in a class with.
Yeah, the one that you were telling her that we gave you a little bit of yak. What happened?
Yeah, dude, I was fucking ready, but the class got canceled last minute so people could get ready for finals.
Okay, so what did you do?
Well, I have her number, like, from working together in, like, the class and stuff. I just, like, I don't know how to, like.
Well, call her now.
I don't got that poetry like you.
Call her now. Call her. Well, don't, and leave her alone then. Leave her the fuck alone. Leave her alone. I'm telling you, leave her alone. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you don't have the courage to fucking touch a woman.
No, I got that.
You just said you don't have the courage.
No,
are you going to do it or you're not?
Like the finesse.
What's the problem?
You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't have
no
one said you got
to.
I'm saying that if you have her number, why aren't you calling her and letting her know that, look, I was trying to catch you before class started, but class got canceled. So if you don't mind, I called you, and I don't mean to blindly call you, but I wanted to talk to you. What's wrong with saying that?
I don't know. I just didn't think about it, to be honest.
Well, but see, but that's the problem with y'all. Y'all don't think. If you have her number, why don't you call her right now? Just let her know. Listen, let her know. Write this down. Say, you know, say who you are and say who you are and let her know. I don't mean to, call you this way. I know you're done. I don't mean to call you this way. Let me know you're done.
Yeah, I got you.
Are you done?
Yeah, I got it down.
Okay, I don't mean to call you, but class was canceled today.
All right, I got it.
And I wanted to take the opportunity to talk to you before class.
Yep.
And this is why I'm calling you.
Uh-huh.
And then you just go to what we talked about yesterday.
All right, for sure.
All right, so click over and call her.
All right, I got you.
Go ahead. Boom, call her. We're waiting.
And then you're going to mute it if it, like, gets the voicemail, right?
You'll click the fuck over and call her the fuck. If you get a voicemail, leave her a voice message. Don't be sitting there wasting time. Either going to do it or not, man. I got a show to do. Are you going to call her or not?
Yeah, I got you.
Then get the fuck over and call her, dog. That's what we waiting on, man. And if you get her answer machine, tell her that on her answer machine. Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, do that shit. Come on. And we'll be quiet. I'll turn the music down. He cannot call back. I'm going to cuss him out if he calls. Don't fucking call back. Don't call this show over again. Don't call this show over again. This is what I'm talking about. Y'all cannot even talk to a fucking woman. Why would they want to sleep with you humans that cannot even express yourself and talk and tell the woman exactly what's going on? And this is what we're talking about. See, you're going to come on. See, when you are second guessing everything you do, you're going to come off creepy. I'm telling you right now. And this is why a lot of you guys lose, because a lot of you guys don't even know how to even express what it is you want with a woman. But see, the beautiful thing that you guys don't understand is that as a man, that I am here to shift her perspective, okay? I know that she is going through certain things with average guys, and I'm saying that I'm here to change what you are and how you feel about yourself and how you move as a man, okay? But for a lot of you guys, you look at opportunities as problems. You look at opportunities as issues and situations, and they're not situations or issues, because you don't know what's going to happen. So why not bet on yourself? Why not bet on yourself? Why not believe in yourself and do what you want to do as a man? Why not? Because this is not even the game. If you cannot talk to a woman, you are not equipped in her eyes to be somebody she wants to sleep with if you are fucking scared. I'm serious, guys. Because as a man, we always take opportunities. Because in our mind, we're always shifting and evolving our perspective. Okay? Not seeing a opportunity as a problem or an issue or something that's going to hold me back or hold me down. We look at opportunity as a challenge, gentlemen, a challenge to spot the opportunities and go after them and be able to go for what you want and go beyond what happens to you, regardless of the circumstances that happens, to gain experience, to learn something new about yourself, to understand what you are in certain ideas and certain circumstances. Air code 443, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Steve? I don't really got a question. I just wanted to give you flowers while you're here, man. I got the product from you, and what I found out was anytime I made my interactions about the woman or about sex, I couldn't go deep. You get what I'm saying? Because it was like a
no
barricade.
Doubt. Yes,
so,
sir.
I just wanna let you know, like, that product, it was Alpha Code, man, it's doing wonders, and I'm really studying that motherfucker. So shout out to you, man.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. All right, well, appreciate you. Throw you back in. Thank you for the kind words, man. Much love and respect. But as I'm saying, you guys, that every opportunity that you have is to learn something new about yourself. It's not a bad thing. How is it a bad thing to learn about you? How is it a bad thing to say that I can learn new things about myself that I never knew before, and I can push myself beyond the boundaries that I never knew I had? As we talked about before, gentlemen, please understand this. Your mindset, just like her mindset, stops you at a certain point in your life. And if you guys don't want to grow as men and want to push yourselves, you're never going to get to this point where you're not looking at the problem as a problem, or it's not an opportunity of problems. It is an opportunity to show her that I'm going to change your world. Women are looking for opportunistic men that realize that I am the solution to all of your problems. I am the one that's going to make you, I'm the solution to make you smile. I am the solution to make you think and grow, and I'm the solution to make you see the world differently. I am that solution because I have the necessary skills, the necessary experience, the necessary resources, and the necessary sexual and motherfucking mental knowledge to help you turn whatever you think and whatever you feel about yourself around. I have that power. I have that strength. And I am giving you opportunity to get that if you choose to want to go beyond your edge. Because as a man, I am constantly building my mind, and I'm constantly strengthening who I am. So the strength that you're going to get is everlasting, because what we are today is going to be totally different than what we are tomorrow. And I'm the kind of man that will go the extra mile for myself, meaning that if you are accompanying me, you get the remnants of the extra miles that I go for myself. Because I'm always trying to go further than what I can. And the more she can see that you're willing to face an opportunity like this, and she begins to see that you're willing to not care about what is about to happen, even if she turns you down, that's the draw in. Thank you. I want to say thank you to the 74 likes. I appreciate the 74 likes. Thank you, gentlemen. And as I'm saying, this is where y'all are going wrong. See, when you communicate yourself to a woman, you're just not communicating. Let me push this back a little bit. You're just not communicating yourself. You're communicating what you are. Are you opportunity? Are you average? When you talk to a woman who knows her end is there, she can't go beyond that end, and she meets a man with certain kind of qualities in himself and how he talks to himself, and that rolls off to her. She gets to see how generous he is by letting her know that you are lucky to be with me. And you get the opportunity of reaping the rewards of being with me because I know what I bring to the table versus the average guy that feels lucky to have you. And that's not how we do it. You get the opportunity to meet somebody that's going to force you to go beyond your edge, start to see and become more curious, not only about what you are now, but also your sexual tendencies that you always thought that this was the end, this was the line, and it's insightful and it's very deep. When she talks to you, she should feel a man that says that I am opportunity to show you how to desire yourself and not hate yourself, how to desire your body. You get to meet all those things by finding out and looking at the determination that I have, that I persist on being me. And I keep going through all the obstacles by showing you that I'm showing you that you too can also do the exact same thing, but you need somebody that has structure and that can show you. When you're with me or you we talk, and this is important, gentlemen, she will know that she's talking or texting someone that will never doubt who he is as a man, will never doubt what he says as a man, will never doubt his skills, and is so about himself that he has an attitude that will never waver and never fall off course because he stands on everything that he is. And if he can stand on something when I, the woman, doesn't have anything to stand on, then I have no choice but to follow him, because following him is going to allow me to see things in myself that the average guy will not show the average woman. And this is what they fall in love with. This is what they connect with. This is what they're happy with. This is what they go after or let in their world to be with them. Somebody that knows that I am not committed to you, but I have a strong commitment in myself. I'm committed through all my actions, all my behaviors, and every decision that I make, that you will never, ever have to worry that I'm going to sit around and cry and be sad if you walked away from me tomorrow. Matter of fact, I wish you the best, and I would leave your candle in the window and wait for your return. But also what is going to draw her in, which doesn't or will never sound creepy, is the way you change the perception, gentlemen, to stop her living from moment to moment like most of you guys, moment to moment. Her life is nothing but the present, or maybe the past, but never the future. She's always living in the moment. But what if I can take that moment and push her to think about a future? For her to understand what it might be to be with somebody that can push her instead of her being what she is to herself. I want y'all to think about that. This is very important because this is how, gentlemen, you don't walk the line anymore doing this. Because you see past the beauty and the body, and you see that she needs help. She needs guidance. She needs structure. Every woman will never come into this game perfect. They do not come in perfect. They need structure. And the structure they need is from you. They can never get structure from somebody who is not sound or who is not into itself. But also we give her the mindset that she gets to be grateful. Because we get to show her something that goes beyond the surface. Think about the surface. Think about the surface that she's on right now. And she thinks this is as good as it gets. This is the best that it gets with this person or by myself. This is the best it's going to get. So I'm going to be stagnant in what I do. But this gives her the opportunity not to be stagnant, but to see things in herself that she doesn't know, nor does she feel or think about. Guys, I want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056 if y'all want to call in. I have the number. But this is the beauty of what we're trying to teach you guys. And it was so sad about the last two callers. That's why I tell them, leave the women alone. Leave them alone. Because when a woman recognizes an opportunity, I'm telling you, she's going to jump on it. And that means when a woman recognizes a man that's rare, she's going to jump on that. Because she sees the opportunities. But for you guys, you don't see opportunity. Every time you're on the bus next to her is opportunity. When you walk past her is opportunity. When you're walking towards her is opportunity. When you see her coming around that corner is opportunity. But here's the thing. How can you, as a surface dweller, even identify with any kind of opportunities out there if you as a person are not clear and concise on what it is you want? What it is you're looking for. Because the blindness comes in, gentlemen, when the man is seeking sex. That seeking just sex is going to blind you to a lot of things, and it's going to force her to run circles around you. Because you're not cool, calm, and collective. You're not about the here and now. You're worried about what's going to happen to her. Or how she's going to feel about you. And that's what we're talking about today, gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. If you're looking at an end result, then technically you shouldn't even be in this game because a man looks at the opportunity different. And it is this way that he looks at it different is why he draws the woman in. Because he's clear and concise about what he wants. But he's also clear and concise to know how to move that woman to that one where she wants it and not him. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. I appreciate all you guys call in the chat. We got you. But most of y'all guys have no idea. You cannot pinpoint the things that are holding you back when you're holding yourself back. when you're thinking about what you actually believe in, what you identify with, can hurt you from taking advantage of all the opportunities that are around you. Everything is an opportunity, gentlemen. I didn't say at work. I said everything is around you is an opportunity. Oh, yeah, I also want to let y'all know real quick. I want to let y'all know I'm so close. We're so close. I just want to let y'all know we're really close. I have done all the legwork for this shit, so I'm just trying to sync in the online, put the mic on, and we're good to go. I just got to find a way to put that Twitch chat live, and we cooking. Think about this, guys. You got to put a cue there, big dog. You say, hey, do you save these lives? What the fuck does that mean? What is it? What does that even mean? Do you save these lives? What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? Do you save these lives? That's not even a correct sentence to use. That's broken ass English. Clean up your English, guy. I got to clean up your English and the way you talk, man. You guys cannot talk the way you talk right now and expect a woman to be sexually curious, okay? Oh, well, are you ready? Hi, your balls. Oh, your balls came in. Okay, I understand. Don't get caught. Don't get caught. Don't get caught, my brother. Yeah, the show's always saved on the channel. Yeah, you just go to the man. It's always on the channel, dog. It's never, it's not ever there. How many of you guys look at your strengths? How many of you guys look at your weaknesses and evaluate yourself? Now, we'll finish in 1 second. I'm going to bring in 317. 317, I'm going to help you, sir. What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. Hey, I was calling in real quick with a question.
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, are you sick? Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, my back. No, I was going back on what you were saying about when you're not looking for, like when you interacting with a woman and you're not sex-driven, you know, how you were saying how, you know, when people interact with women and they're sex-driven, that's typically how a woman could, run laps around.
Right.
When I'm interacting with a woman and, you know, I'm not sex-driven, how I'm dealing with that, it is I'm trying to find out, you know, different thought processes on that will help me with my interaction with a woman.
I'm not saying being sex-driven is a bad thing. I want you to be sex-driven, okay?
Yeah.
Wait, can you turn – are you outside or in your car or something? Are you outside?
Yeah. Nah, I got AirPods in. Was there a lot of feedback?
Yeah, it's like you're outside. It sounds like you're outside and everything.
Yeah, I'm in a truck. Another spot, if you're still on, if I get to another spot, if you're still on the show, I'll call back.
Yeah, I'll talk about that real quick. Yeah, but I got you. I'll throw you back in, but I'll talk about that. Just call back, but I just listen. Just listen. I'll put you back in. Just listen to what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that it's okay to be sex-driven. That's not the bad thing. The bad thing is that's all you are, because then you have nothing to offer, and a woman is not going to fuck with you because she knows you have nothing else to offer her on a emotional level. I didn't say a financial level. I said an emotional level. Most of you guys don't even know your strengths and weaknesses, but your weakness is unfortunately your greatest strength, and that is the fact that you don't even know anybody. See, strengths can be a problem and a burden. Your running away from yourself is your strength. Your lack of seeing opportunities and moving on them is your strength. Hiding you from you is your strength. So there are strengths, but all strength is not good. Because when you're in the negative, there's no risk tolerance. You don't go after what you want. You're not willing to take a risk. And it's not even a risk. It's just you putting in your bid. It's not anything special. But unfortunately, a lot of you guys make it special. And I always say to you guys, you can want to have sex. Do what you want, but you know why you're here right now, because what you're doing is not working. It's not working. And that's what's going on with so many of you guys. Play to Win says, if women I talk to haven't checked the right boxes for me to be... Why do y'all lie? What is this? If women I talk to haven't checked the right boxes for me to be willing to have sex, what are you talking about? You got to explain this, Play to Win. Because apparently it sounds like you're playing to lose because all you want to do is fuck. So I don't understand this question. You got to give me more clarity or call in. This doesn't make any sense. If women I talk to haven't checked the right boxes for me to be willing to, what is all this? Why do y'all guys hate yourself so much that you feel that you're lucky if you get a woman to sleep with you? Or she's willing to have sex? That sounds like you're begging a lot and you're bartering and you're not being a man. This is not man shit you saying. How will you know when to let her go? The way you're talking, what I would say, don't even talk to women. Let them all go. If you're thinking this way, let them go. Let them go. What boxes does a woman have to check to spread her legs open? I'm lost. What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about. So please give us more clarity and we'll move on. Can you break down more what you're saying about strength? Sure. Risk is based on your tolerance. When you have high tolerance, like most of you service dwellers do, you will always make excuses about why you're not doing what you want to do. It's always the rain, the sunshine, the squirrels, the bees, whatever. Some of you guys, you have low tolerance, which means you kind of muddle from low to high. But here's the problem. Your risk tolerance is based on the day or based off of the woman and never based off of you. So if we're looking at what I was showing you the other day, hopefully this can stick a little bit. Let me find it. But as we were discussing this the other day, everything that you do is going to play an effect in this, right? This is why I was showing you this. When you're at number one, that means you have high tolerance. But when you're muddling between low and high, you got a negative 10. So that means you're coming at the woman as a negative 10, somebody that didn't have anything to offer her. Because through your conversations and her getting to know you, she's going to start to realize that you don't take risks, that you don't take risks because you don't want to lose. But the guy that talks to her that has the strength of who he is and how he is going to win because she's assessing you and how you are. And every moment, she's looking at you saying, is he the real deal? She's going to try to find out what is the thing that motivates this man? What is the thing that makes him him? And does he have limitations? What does he do if he had the opportunity? Because when she realizes that you guys are lacking in key areas of the game, they begin to have certain types of feelings for you, and it doesn't mean that they want to be your friend or they want to sleep with you. They're just, they're cautious. Women are very cautious. And the only way you can reach no tolerance is becoming a student of the game. You can't be something you don't study. You cannot be something you are not a student of. The world does not work that way. A five-star chef doesn't just sit on the sidelines, and he doesn't go to law school. A five-star chef will go to this culinary school to tweak and learn his craft. And when he can tweak and learn his craft, it is at that point that he can go beyond that. But you can't do it when all you do, YS, is sit on the sideline and twiddle your fingers. Most of you guys do this. And this is why y'all will never get or reach that pinnacle. And if you do, it's going to take damn near all your life, and you're going to be wasting it off. Young man, I'm saying if you're 22 years old, please just take your check that you get today or tomorrow and go buy yourself some pussy and get that shit out of the fucking way. Get that nut out of your way, please. Because it's going to be worse, okay? It's going to be worse, okay? And that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. We want to make sure that you guys out there actually work on yourselves. But how can you work on something that you don't even understand? You guys, you don't understand the depth that women will fall over. Women want a man that's ready. Not only ready for what she has to throw at him, but she's also ready about what she has to become when she's with him. This is why you've got a student of the game is always looking to effectively evolve himself under the tutelage of his mentor. That's how it works. I'm in the car with my mentor. He tells me, stay your bitch ass here. I'll be right back. You ain't got no money for no food, motherfucker. Matter of fact, the money he got was from some chick anyway, but he went and got himself a hamburger. He came back and said, look, here's a couple of dollars. Go get yourself a fucking cheeseburger, bitch. The fuck? Motherfucker, what did I say? All right. When he got that cheeseburger. I didn't know what was around that corner, but I was ready for what was around that corner because there's no corner that I will hit that I'm not ready to handle myself. I just didn't know what was in front of me. But because I was prepared for what I needed to be, it was nothing. It was nothing. But how many of you guys are preparing yourself or getting around that corner? How? How do you prepare yourselves? There's nothing that can prepare you for the unknown except for you to be the guidance and the compass of the unknown. That's how you win. That's how you win. I'm explaining that right now. If you see, you're missing it. This is what I'm talking about. You don't even see what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm saying that whatever comes your way, you already know how to move it where you want. And that's the difference from being creepy and weird to being somebody that she wants to be with. She wants to be with that person. She wants to kiss him and hold him and caress him and want to do so many things with him. Because he is the benefit, gentlemen. He's a benefit. because no matter what opportunity presents itself, I know what I need to do, and what I need to do, I've already prepared for myself for that. But what makes me the difference between being the creepy guy from being the man is how I push her outside of her comfort zone. See, the guys that's not sure of themselves will force her back into the comfort zone. It will force her to get off that edge. Because in her mind, with you, if I go past that edge, I'm going to fall. I am willing to step out of my comfort zone, and I'm willing to get you to step out of your comfort zone. The world is uncertain with me, but I can promise you this way, through the rain, the fog, and the night, I will fucking guide you where you need to go. All you got to do is invite me in. I don't need you. Cool, you can hang out with me. That's you can do that. Come hang out with me and get a sample of what it's like to be around fucking royalty, because all of you are royal and you don't even act like it. You are all royalty. And I'm not saying this shit to motivate you motherfuckers. I'm saying that you're royalty because you're fucking royalty. You just got to see it for yourself. And when the bar is set because you are royalty, she has got to show that she is worthy of you. I speak through royalty, okay? And, sir, I know you're new here, so I ask you, please, if you feel this way, I ask you to please excuse yourself from the class and get the fuck out of here with that bitch-ass talking. Please. Please, as I was saying, gentlemen, y'all want to call in 563-999-3056. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that I am opportunity. She will see that I am the one that's taking the risk. But it's not even a risk. The risk you should be taking is the risk of, should I even give her my fucking time? The risk that you are taking is, should I give her my attention? The risk that you're taking is, should I give her my fucking respect? The risk that you're taking is she worthy of the dick? You're taking risks. Because you know that fucking with you is going to change your life. So you must take a risk, because even though you might see something in her, you still can't give everything that you got to her. Because the risk you're going to take is you're feeding a stray cat fucking milk when she gets around a man. And that is a risk, gentlemen, that you all have to be careful of. Y'all never knew about that shit. Y'all think it's just going up to them and do our thing. It's a risk. Because what if she's not worthy of my curiosity? What if she's not worthy of my time? And here I am making her smile, making her laugh, making her blush, making her think, making her react, making her miss me, making her lose time, making her feel like she's the only one in the world, and making her lose any kind of insecurity that she can have. But is she the right one for me? I'm taking the risk. But see, y'all don't see it that way, because no one ever showed you game like this. What makes you yourself have respect for a woman? I don't understand what the fuck you mean, but I'm going to try to decipher that shit. And I give a shout out to the 126 likes. Hey, everybody out there, 126. Hey, all my, hey. All, hey, let me, I always like to pause real quick. Oh, let me pause this real quick. Thank you, Rand. To all my 126 motherfuckers, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to say I appreciate you motherfuckers, okay? I just want to say thank you. I will stop the fucking show to say thank you because I appreciate my chat room dogs, and I am man enough to say I appreciate you. I do appreciate you. And what I'm saying to you guys and young man, I'm proud of you. And young man, you know I'm so proud of you. Matter of fact, hold on a second. Answer your fucking phone, young man. I'm about to call your fucking ass. Answer your phone. I'm going to call you right quick. Answer your phone. We'll call you live right now. Find your fucking number. Ah, here you go. Answer your phone, young man. Answer your phone. Who you speaking with? It's the goddamn Dean, dog. Man, mindset. The fuck you mean? Who you speaking with? What's going on?
I didn't call you. I'm just saying
Hello, who am I speaking with? Is that how you answer the phone?
Yes, sir. That's how I was speaking
on the phone. So you went to the recruit. You don't have the recruiter on Monday?
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Good job. Good job.
Thanks, man.
And you know because you did a good job. You know because you did a good job. And I know your circumstances. And I know things are tough right now. Pick a number between 1 and 500. 70? Is that your final answer? Yeah, 1 and 500. Is 70 your final answer?
70 is my final answer.
Okay, I'm going to give you $70 worth of stuff. You had a chance to get $500 worth of free shit. I'm going to send you $70 worth of free shit, okay? You had a chance to get $500, but you got $70, okay? And I'm proud of you. You did a good job, okay, man? I'm going to throw you back in, all right?
I appreciate it.
All right, good job, young man. I'm proud of you. I'll get it with you later, okay? Good job. I'm proud of you, young man. I love when young men listen and do shit. I love when they listen and do shit. Anyway, I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Oh, guys, I want to show y'all game. Hold on. All my dogs, listen to me. Everybody listen to me. Hey, guys, all my guys, listen to me. I welcome you all. I love you guys. Hey, don't forget, how many more minutes we got? Oh, shit, it's almost time to do the creed. Everybody that's listening, all you motherfuckers listening right now, you know what time it is. Hey, guys, if we get to the 150, we'll give it a shout-out. But, gentlemen, the thing that I want to do right now, and I know, and a lot of you guys hate this, but how you talk to yourself is so important in the game. If you don't want to come off creepy to a woman, there is a certain kind of language a man must have for himself to talk to women in his own way, to push who he is. Now, we're going to do the creed, and after the creed, I got an audio I want y'all to check out, man. I got an audio for you guys out there, okay? Got a great audio for you guys to check out. But guys, I want to take a moment like I always do, guys. No one does this. And I tell you, while I'm the only one to do this, and I'm not saying no one can do this, but I'm the first to do it, is that in order for you guys to start believing in yourselves, outside of getting the puzzles, you young men need to start learning how to communicate to yourselves with pride and admiration and love and passion and desire and discipline and drive by creating your motherfucking creed. And if you don't have one, use mine. It's free. Come on, say I am the only one of my kind. Say it is my truth and say I will defend that truth and say I will do it till my very last fucking breath. Say I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. Say I don't fail. Say I learn. Say I will stay true to myself. Say I will not change for anyone. Say I will not judge myself. Say I will not judge women. Say I will not judge other men. Say I will not make excuses. Say I will build my mind up. Say you will never explain yourself to somebody or force them to understand you, because it is not your job. This is who the fuck I am today, because I am my own man. If you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my goddamn respect, you will get to meet the new motherfucking me to goddamn morrow. You guys need to step up and begin to say that. It's the Man Mindset.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back. We're back. Shout out to my chat room dogs. When we get to our 150, we're going to give all y'all a shout out. So when we get 150, we're going to give y'all a shout out, because I appreciate you motherfuckers, man. I got your fucking back, because I know how badass you are. It is your fucking birthright to be a man. It is your fucking birthright to pleasure and please these women. God damn it. Come on. Stop being what you are and be better. Come on. You can't get deep. Are we past 150? Are we past 150? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, wait, wait. Hold on, Vic. Not yet. Don't start yet. Wait, Vic, don't start yet. Because I want to get everybody together. Because, hey, guys, I want to say to all you guys out here, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you why we do this and why we have a moment of fun. Because when you guys show me the kind of love that you are showing me, motherfuckers, show me that you are giving me over 150 likes, I gotta let my hair down. I gotta act a motherfucking fool. And you know what? I got a brand new rap that I wrote today for this occasion. So guys, let's get it right. Guys, let's get it right. You know what time it is. Everybody in here, we're about to turn this motherfucker up. I want everybody in here to get ready. Let me go ahead and get it. I got a brand new little rap that I worked on to go with the new thing. You know, I like to do different things. So let me go ahead and turn up the music a little bit, and let's get the music. Y'all hear the music? We're about to do the area code thing. Get ready for your area codes, guys. We're going to take this 1 minute to shout all you out to say thank you very much. You know what? Rubbing on that booty, rubbing on it right. I'm not your man. I'm just here for the night. I'm here to turn things up. Tell me what you want me to do. I'm here to stroke your hair and be nasty to you. Tell me, sexy, are you the one? Do you want to feel good, or you just want to come? Do you want a little bit of that some? Do you want me between your legs and do that yum, yum, yum? I'm not your man. I'm just your fantasy. Make me do nasty things that your man will never see. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here. Let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty-ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. Time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Rub her booty in hot or cold. Pull her hair, smack her ass, send your area code. Y'all know how we're going to do this, man. Shout out to all my dogs. It's area code time. Let's get it. Let's get it. All right, shout out to my dog, Mr. O'Donnell at the 317. Much love to you. Shout out to the 347 E-Dog. How are you doing, man? What's good there, A-Dog? Chilling in Delaware, the 302. G-Dog, you just said, yeah, you got to give me an area code, brother. Come on. L.A., shout out to 774. J-Dog, shout out to 512. Anthony in the 558, the 555. That's like a TV show, 555555. Area, I see new, hey, Norfolk, Virginia, stand up from the DMV. L-Dog in the 310. R.C., shout out to you, man. Appreciate you, man. The greatest alive, Scary Perry. Love you, man. Got love for you in the 765. 360 in the 929. Student of the Game is in here with the 470. Britt shouting out the 929. Lethal shouting out the 408. How you doing? We got the motherfucking 303 in the house. We got Texas in the house right here. G-Dog is holding it down in the 514. We got E-Dog in the 314. We got, let's see here. I got you already, Mr. Donald. We got you in the 512. Shout out to South Africa and everything. We want to get out here to Texas. Shout out to you. Shout out to Kenya in the house. Shout out to the 323. Shout out to the U. I think that's UKGB. I don't know what the fuck that is. I already said shout out to you, 317, big dog. You just getting greedy. Shout out to the 512. Hogan, shout out to the 603. My dog, Freelance Ronan in the DMV. Shout out to the 575. Shout out to the 253. Motherfucking Norway in the house. Shout out to Texas in the house. Hogan, just give me the fire. E-Dog, we said hi to you. Britt, we said hi to you. Silk is in Chicago. Red is in Louisiana. Shit, what's up, Cher? We got L over this motherfucker. What's up? A. Jones, what's good with you? Visitor in the 407. RC giving shots. Hey, fuck. Give, F 305, shout out to you. Milwaukee's in the house. 702 is in the house. We got Cincinnati in this motherfucker. What's up, R-Dog in the 419 and stuff like that, man? Appreciate you. Natural, what's good with you in the 469? We got the 916. Almost done, guys. Trying to hurry up within a minute to go. We got the London in the house. LL Governor. Jeff, what's good with you? The 214 Dallas. Rob in the 417. We got my boy in the 323. Roddy, how you doing in the 714, big dog? Hey, I want to shout out to Egypt over there. We know what you're doing over there. Got that 1876. I don't know what the fuck that is. HG in Detroit. Vic, I want to give you a shout out, big dog, in the 916. Got a shout out in the 347. Got a shout out in the 876. Let me see. We got Ireland. What is that? My Lucky Charms, or is that Scottish? I don't know. Got shout out to 8856 in the house. S Dog in the 012. What's up with you? Oh wait, shoot, I'm dropped the. Oh no, I'm going so fast. I'm going faster than myself. Shout out to the 308. Shout out Supreme in the 786. And we're about to wrap this up. Shout out to the 310, man. I want to say thank you, Global, and you will finish it off at the 802. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, gentlemen. I appreciate all you guys. I just want to say thank you, just to take a moment. Guys, we just want to take a moment sometimes to lay back. 312, I'll bring you in 1 second. We just want to take a moment to lay back. Just want to take a moment to just chill, you know what I mean? And because there's a lot that we try to teach, but we want you guys to know, and shout out to you in the 104. I just want to let y'all guys know, okay, that I appreciate all you guys. Now, let me bring in, 312 just hung the fuck up. So let me keep going to you guys out there, and let's go ahead and chop it up. Guys, if you have a question, go ahead and put it in. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. We are here to chop it up, and we're here to break down game of how to talk to a woman without coming off creepy, weird, or strange. Okay, if y'all want to call in, lines are open. If you got a question, just go ahead and put a cue in there, and we got you. See, when you seize the opportunity, gentlemen, you're showing her that, you know what? That you are not like every guy out here. You're showing the woman that you don't follow the crowd. You're showing her that you are deeper. Hold on, 914, I'll bring you in 1 second. You're not holding yourself down or holding yourself back, gentlemen. So what are we talking about? 914, I can help you, sir. What's up?
What's up, Steve? Quick question. So right sure, now sir. I have a woman that you would say like is your number one. That deserved that spot and everything. And she knows that I'm seeing other people, and she accepted that. She's still saying. So, quick question. What's the best way? We talk every day, but what's the best way to, because she doesn't want to know that, she doesn't want me to mention other women around her, so I don't. So whenever I have, like, something to do with another woman, I say, I have something to do or I have to be somewhere, things like that. But she's gotten to the point where every time she hears it, she assumes it's a female and then she starts crying. So
that's part of the game.
Okay.
If and this is what I would say to women, because I've had that too. Mm-hmm. You listen, I never told you, now I'm saying this is what I would say to a woman, because this is what I have had to say to them. Listen, you know what I was when we met. You know I am a fucking whore. But let me ask you a question. I'm serious. I'll pull it aside. Let me ask you a question. When you're with me, don't I make you feel sexy? When you're with me, don't I make you feel like you're the only one in the world? When you're with me, don't I give you all my time and attention? So what's the problem? Is it fair for me to do that to you and have all the other women crying because I'm spending time with you? Is that fair? So I understand you're feeling something, but listen, baby, if you don't like this, there's the door. And I'm not kicking you out, but I don't want you to feel some kind of way. You know what I am. I'm not hiding what I am. But you know I am not yours. And I always told you, if you want to go hang out, because they always going to say no, but I, why are you pushing me away to other guys? No, I'm not saying that. Listen, if you feel that you need to go hang out with another guy, go right ahead. I'm cool with that shit. I'm not trying to hold you back. But one thing I will not accept is disrespect. I will not accept disrespect. But what I will work with you on is, listen, is it fair for me to still be with you knowing there are other women probably crying right now who are probably upset? I mean, this is some selfish ass shit. You know you can't have me. We talked about this. So you know what I think we need to do? We need to take a break. No. Because I don't think you understand what you have. And if you're showing me you don't appreciate what you have because you're getting into your feelings. I told you from the moment we met, you can't have me. You can have my time. You can have my dick. You have a little bit of me, whatever you want. But I am not a one-woman man. I'm not built that way.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't like this, we got to reassess this thing. And I need to think on this. And I'll call you back when I'm ready to talk to you. And that's what I've done. I've done that several times because a lot of women, 612, I got you next. A lot of women love to use gator tears to make you feel bad and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. You got to talk to her. Have that powwow, man. Don't let her control the narrative, okay? All right? Stand up. Appreciate you, 914. Great call, brother. 612, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve the Dean?
How are you, sir? What's going on? What's going on, sir? How can I help you?
So I called you back before.
Sir, I cannot hear you. Going once. Hello. All right, call back. All right, call us back. Call us back. I don't want to hear that. You got to call back, man. Anyway, oh, God, it's you again. Why did I answer this? I told you stop asking me questions. Let me see this shit. I just had a girl say to me the reason why she takes days to text me is because she's not always focused and doesn't have the right things to say. I don't understand you, dog. I don't understand you, man. When you meet women that have lives, okay? When you meet women that make high five figures, six figures, and low seven-figure salaries, when you're fucking with accountants, doctors, lawyers, people who have their own business and people are doing shit, why are you concerned that she's not focused on you? She's not supposed to be focused on you because you shouldn't be her first priority. You should not be her first priority. Why are you, it's like you're a woman wanting to beg a woman to fucking, why are you always in your fucking feminine, dude? I don't understand. She's got shit to do. Let her do whatever she does. And when she's ready, she'll contact you. Some women I'm with, I don't talk to them for weeks. Some I don't talk to for days and some for months. Because they have a fucking life and they're doing their thing. And when they have time for me, they will grab the dick off the fucking shelf and summon me. But I don't give a fuck what they're doing. They're not playing me. Because even when some try to play me, they play themselves because they realize trying to make me jealous and trying to bring up another guy is not going to do anything to me. So stop worrying about women doing shit. Get a fucking life and stop worrying about her. And I promise you, eventually, you will move up that. Remember, you're not a priority. Parents, her cat vittles, her girlfriends, her. There's so many motherfuckers before you. Stop begging for time like you're a fucking chick. If she's going to make time, she'll make time. You want to know why? Because it's the opposite of us. I can't see you every damn day. Can't see you every fucking week. And when I do see you, I got you. But if I don't, you go do your thing. So stop worrying about shit, dog. A girl I matched with asked me what I was looking for, and I left her voice message saying I wanted to get to a more intimate. What is a more intimate level? What the fuck is an intimate level? Can somebody tell me what the fuck is an intimate level? What you don't even know what your bid is. Why are you stop saying shit you don't know? This is why y'all fuck up. Cause you're always trying to cheat the game. Stop trying to cheat the game by trying to say shit that we don't even do. What the fuck is intimate level? Can someone tell me? What the fuck is intimate level? That's silly. That sounds stupid. Because if you knew your bid, you would know what to say instead of making this up. Come on, man. Is there a way to capitalize? You don't even know what the fuck you say. How can you capitalize on something you don't even know what you're saying, dog? Please stop doing that stupid shit. Please. Please. Shout out to the 177 likes. I want to say thank you, guys. I say thank you to you guys. Thank you, 177. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. I have a girl, and I'm in the process of getting the invitation to open her up, but she's uncomfortable because she sees me with other women. So what's your point? What's your question? What is your question? This is a statement. This is a statement. Questions start with a who, what, where, how, when, why. Can you fucking ask a question, big dog? This is what your problem is. Y'all can't even talk. You're not in the process of getting an invitation. If she's feeling uncomfortable, you're a long way from an invitation. You're from Earth to Nebula 4658 on another fucking galaxy. The fuck you mean you're a guy? Why do y'all guys lie to yourselves? Stop. You're not getting an invite if she feels uncomfortable around you. Stop lying. Come on. What to do if a girl DMs you first? Why don't you lead her where the fuck you need to take her? How about that? I don't understand. Come on, guys. Come on. What have you told you? If a woman DMs you first, what are you supposed to do? What have you said to yourself that, see, this is why the man mindset is so motherfucking smooth. If you just scribe to yourself what you're going to do and you market it to yourself, then you're going to do it. But because you don't know what to do with the woman, you're a little nervous because a woman aggressively hit you first. And if you don't know what to do, tell her goodbye. Tell her goodbye. Leave her alone. Oh, I got to play an audio. I got to play an audio for you guys. Tyler, this is not a competition. This is not a competition, Tyler. I just want to say that. Before I play this audio, can you explain more on talking to a woman instead of at them? When you talk at a woman, you ask her a bunch of silly-ass questions. What do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for? What are you up to? When's your last college you get to? When's your last breakup? That's when you're talking at a woman. Talking to a woman is totally different. I want to let y'all hear this from a client that got some game, and I want y'all to hear this message. It's a great voice message here. I promised him I would play this because I'm very proud of him. Let me go ahead and play this for you guys, and let's break this down. Listen to this. Now, this is a guy that followed what I'm showing you, communicated to the woman. He put flavor in her eyes, flavor in her ears. He was clear, concise, and transparent, and he stuck it. Hey, he took the time to learn his bid. And when you take that 30 minutes to learn your bid and you do it right, this is an example that you get. Let's go.
Move talker, huh?
Oh, wow. Wait, stop right there. Whoa, stop right there. What did I tell you guys? Everybody that's listening to me. What did I tell you? When you put your bid in, which you learn from me, they have no choice to call you a smooth-ass talker because everything you're saying is clear, concise, transparent, impactful, getting right to the point. I'm going to start it over so you guys can hear what the woman said again. Let's start that shit over.
It's really nice.
Oh, wait, let me start that
really
shit over.
Really nice. Smooth talker, huh?
Smooth.
that is really nice. So, yeah, we can meet up for coffee, tea. Yeah, ice cream is always good. So that would be nice. You do look familiar. Okay, so we probably just passed each other or been in the same type of environment. Which is good because I try to keep myself in good company.
Stop right there. Wait. Stop right there. Wait. Stop right there. Already got her laughing. Already got her blushing. Already has. And you know what the thing is? You know the killer in this? He's already got her because he's trained already to start going on C. See that right there? He's already separated himself because this woman normally text messages. Now she has trained her to use voice message and listen to the excitement in her voice. Listen to how she's smiling, laughing, and blushing, and thinking, and reacting. All in this. This is what y'all got to hear. It's all right here. See, I keep showing you. We will show you receipts, but I had to pause. Let's keep going.
You're something different already because I never had anyone talk to me like that.
Did you guys hear that? You see what the man mindset shows you? What did she say? You're already different because I never had a man talk to me that way. Hey, guys, I am not here to pop my collar. I will not pop it. I will not pop my collar. But do you guys hear what she is saying? We got to go back, gentlemen. We got to go back to show you game. This man got his 30-minute coaching, learned his bid, put his bid in, and started to hit her from land and sea. And listen, we're not even done. I just had to stop it because I don't think y'all understand what the fuck she just said. I told you he already won, smiling, laughing, blushing, thinking, reacting. He hit the five. So once he hit the five, he's already on another level. Add it, he's trained her to use a voicemail. Add that one. Add it that now she sees him at, I'm not even going to say it. Guys, let me back up. I'm not even going to say it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Listen.
You're something different already because I never had anyone talk to me like that.
Do y'all hear that? I've never had. Now, remember I told you last time. Listen, follow me on this. Remember every guy in their past. Every guy from Ella fucking Mintry School to this point right now has never talked to her like that before. Meaning that the end result of her mind has just expanded beyond her thought to a point now where she is moving her motherfucking comfort zone. Guys, why do I tell you we don't need to fuck? Why do I tell you all the time we don't need to fuck? Why do I tell you all the time that you shouldn't go after the pussy? This is mental fucking 101. He's already got her. Let's keep going.
And Vox, so I'm already excited to get to know you.
Wait. Do y'all hear? I gotta go back again because I don't think y'all heard your boy. Do you hear what she said? She's excited. How many times have I told you, dwellers, you fuck with me, we're going to get them to fucking want to know you. They're going to want to know why. What did I, you remember I told you yesterday? She wants to open the door and she wants to peel back all the layers because where she's starting to see is that he is going to bring her to the core. Guys, listen. I'm going to go back a little bit because I don't think y'all understand the beauty in which this woman is saying to him. This is what we're talking about. This is what game is. For all y'all guys want to know, this is how life is. Let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. Here we go.
You're something company.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. But you're something different already because I never had anyone talk to me like that in my inbox. So I'm already excited to get to know you. It's some layers to pull back, so I can't always say that I'm an easy person to deal with. I could be a little stubborn, but yeah, we can definitely meet whenever you are available. And I do, I am at work, but I can still talk or text.
Oh, wait. What did she say? When you're available, but guess what else she said without even saying it? She's saying, please message me motherfucking back so I can listen to your voice messages. Please message me back so I can watch your videos and show all my girlfriends the motherfucker I'm about to fuck. Please email me back because my girlfriends are waiting. Guys, you don't think they're waiting? You don't think that she is at work showing her friends this message where all of her friends are saying, holy shit, my man, or I've never heard a man who does text messaging, but oh my God, this guy is amazing. Holy shit. Is he going to say something? Girl, let's see if he says something else. You understand that she's about to play his his COVID-69. It's not 19 anymore. It's we call it 69. But do y'all see what I am saying to you guys out here? This is the power. This is how you win with women. This is how you win with women, guys. I am showing all you guys, okay, out here, that you win when you learn the game and you learn how to talk, okay? This is how you win, okay? And when you learn game and you learn and you follow what I'm showing you, okay? What I'm saying to y'all guys, to y'all, all you guys out here, I want you to see how she wins, how things are with when you are a man. I want y'all to see that, man. Hold on, let me ask this question. God damn it. That when it goes up, comes down. Hold on a second. The female's uncomfortable opening up, not being around me. How I get that? You can't get the fucking invitation because you ain't a student of the game, dude. Why do you think that I can give you a trigonometry answer and you can't even count from fucking 1 to 10? Why do you say this? Why do you ask this? You can't. You ain't got it in you right now, my brother. You ain't got it in you. You got to learn game. I'm saying to you guys out here, this is a great and a prime example of why men always win. I just got to go back. I got to go back to the best part. The best part of this is a woman Gentlemen, this is the power of man right here. This is the power. The power of man here, okay? Wait, who the fuck is he talking about, Thirsty? What the fuck is he talking about? Who are you talking about, dog? Who the fuck is he talking about being thirsty? Who's thirsty? I don't know who he's... I'm going to keep going. I know he ain't talking to me any fucking way. I'm sorry, guys. Gentlemen, listen to me. I know a lot of you guys don't want to come off creepy. But the problem is a lot of you guys don't know how to communicate to yourself. And this man is communicating himself to a woman in such a beautiful way. Like a Mona Lisa. Like a Mona Lisa. That the excitement, I am telling you, when you know what to say and how to say it and show the woman that you are opportunity, they see it. This is not me. This is not him. This is the woman seeing opportunity. Let's look at this one time.
Environment.
Listen.
Which is good because I try to keep myself in good company. So that's pretty good. But something different already because I never had anyone talk to me like that in my...
Talk to her like that in her whole life. And guess what, guys? Guess what? There were no... Hold on, let me tell you, service dweller. You're in the wrong place. We don't do pick-up bitch-ass shit over here. We're not on no red pill gay shit. This is a man's spot. So if you want pickup lines, take your fucking ass three doors down to the left. But if you want to learn game, you sit down and ask proper questions. We don't use pickup lines and gimmicks. We're men here. Fuck you talking about. Ain't no pickup lines. We don't use pickup lines. We put our bid in. And we let the woman know what she's getting her ass into without even bringing up sex. You want to know why? They're already having it on a mental level. Because if you listen to the giggles, you can feel the smile in the message, her blushing, and her also saying to you or to the guy that I am free to talk. Even though I'm at work, I am free to talk. So she's saying, give me more. She's already hooked on him, and he has not even seen her. This is touching without touching, and this is the beautiful thing about game. This is how you win. This is not only how you win, guys. This is how you get them to think about you, to miss you, to want to be with you. Gentlemen, let me tell you the fucked up thing about this. We're so fucked up, and she doesn't even realize. Every time she presses play to listen to his voice message, he is indoctrinating and uploading the drug of him on her, layering on her. Remember, guys, I told all you guys, listen to me. Remember I told you a woman's mindset, just like yours, has an edge. And all of her life, she's been on that edge with average guys. This man pushed her beyond the edge and made her question. Listen, made her question, okay? Made her question every guy that she met before him. Can you imagine all the guys that have run up to her, used pickup lines, gimmicks, beat around the bush, walked on eggshells, try to be her friend, try to backdoor, come from the left or come from the right? Do you guys understand the power in which we teach? Do y'all see the power? Do you see the power that he's doing? He's taking action. She can see that. And she can identify that a man that takes action is the same motherfucker who's not going to waste his time. He's going to give her an opportunity. She's either going to take the opportunity or she's not. But he is going to give her every chance to take advantage of that situation, and it's up to her. And guess what? She's going to take it. She's looking at the big. Listen, let me tell you what she did in a split second, gentlemen. Let me tell you what she did in a split second. All my chat room dogs, thank you. I appreciate all you guys out here. Let me answer this quick question. How did I reach the point of worshiping myself without coming on Thursday? By worshiping yourself. Sometimes the answer is in the question. This is not hard. Sometimes the answer is in the question. You got to learn how to worship yourself, and this is what the show is about, worshiping yourself. But you guess what? Guess what answers he told her in his bid that made her interested in him? There was no outcome, meaning that she's never met him before. And because she's never met him before, she doesn't have any moves to make because this is the first experience being with somebody that has moved mountains in her mind without even begging, pandering for the pussy, or even trying to fuck. So guess what? She's trying to figure out outcomes. She doesn't have any. She knows there's benefits to this guy because if this guy has separated himself from every guys, listen to me. Listen what listen. She said it herself. Every guy. I'm not talking about the ones from last week or yesterday or from an hour ago. I'm not talking about one from 3 months ago. I'm not talking about ones from last year. I'm not talking about the ones from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, junior high, elementary, college, and high school. She has never been talked to that way, ever. You want to know why? Because the beautiful thing about being a man is that we tailor make us to us and only us. And the fact that she has, thank you, 196. Thank you, 196, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you, my 196. Shout out to all 196 of you. Thank you very much. I love y'all. I appreciate you. But what I'm saying to all you right now, is that she cannot understand who he is. But even if she knows the benefits, what are the benefits? You ready, guys? The benefits are where it becomes scary. The benefit, even though it's scary, is going to still push her forward. Because the benefit is her seeing herself in a way she's never had before. And she's experiencing it right in that text message. But also with the benefits, she's going to start to understand the drawback. The benefit is when I'm with you, I'm with you. But the drawback is I am not the only one. You're not the only one. That's going to be the drawback. But then she's going to be asking herself, how am I going to overcome said drawback? How am I going to keep my control even though I'm losing control every time I press play? And every time he sends me a message, I can't wait to send him one back. And I get excited because I can't wait for the next message because every message he sends me is a brand new message I've never heard before because the average guy is not doing what we're showing you. She is already in the store trying. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes, you nailed it. Absolutely. She is in the store right now. She is in the store. And guys, if y'all know what I'm talking about, she is already sold on this guy. She was sold on the drawing of the dress. She was sold on how the dress looks. Gentlemen. She was sold on his mouthpiece because all he did was just position itself like the dress. And she realized if I invest in this dress, I'm going to feel good about myself. There's going to be no insecurities. I'm not going to feel bad. Oh, my God. This is the guy. But I got it. I cannot give in. I cannot give in, but gentlemen, the way the game works, ladies, cover your ears. The way the game works is the more she pulls away, guys, the more she's going to come closer. never, ever force them to move closer to you. Always make sure that she realizes your value and worth and opens herself up to you. One more time. Oh, this is beautiful. One more time.
Pretty good. But you're something different already, because I never had anyone talk to me like that in my inbox. So I'm already excited to get to know you.
I missed it. Hold on. He inboxed her his bid. Because that's what we teach you when you get your bid. He inboxed his bid to her. I missed it. He hit her online with his bid and changed things up. He didn't even approach her. He hit her online. Listen to her one more time.
Because I never had anyone talk to me like that in my inbox. So I'm already excited to get to know you.
Do y'all see this? He hit her in her inbox. Never has she got hit like that before in her inbox, but also it brought out excitement in her. She's excited. Edison, out of all the hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands motherfuckers trying to fuck that woman right there, she's excited to talk to him because we're the only one showing you how to attack from land, sea, air, and space. This is what we are different from everybody else, because we're showing her that we're a multitude of different types of movements. We're a multitude of excitement. We are an amusement park. As men, we are an amusement park. Listen, and I want to play the tail end, because listen to how she said she was at work.
I am at work, but I can still talk or text. So, yeah, you tell me something about yourself, sir.
Oh, shit. Damn, drop top, can it take a hit with a trip? Lay you on your back, flip you over, damn you bit your lip. Hit you from the backside, why I grasp for a grip. Smack that ass 3 times and smack you on the hip. Dog, listen to me, dog, listen, y'all hear that? Do you, dog, how many times I keep telling you guys? You never have to ask them a question. I promise you, if you're listening to your boy, you never have to ask them a question, because they're so into you and they want to know about you. They're going to ask you all the fucking questions. I promise you, she wants to know about him. And all he did was put his bid in and was clear and concise and impactful and transparent, and he wasn't trying to fuck, and yet he's already unbuttoning her shirt mentally. He has not even touched her, and he's touching her. He's fucking her world up right now. Do y'all hear that? Do y'all hear her saying, I have to get to know you? I want to know about you. What makes you tick? What are you looking for in a relationship? When was your last woman? What do you like to do? Where do you want to go out? She wants to know about him. Isn't that what y'all guys want? Don't you want to be in a position that you don't even have to beg the woman? Yes, Tyler. When they say, tell me something about yourself, that means, God damn it, you are right there in the pussy. The pussy's almost yours. Hey, you want this ass? Is this ass going to be yours? I got you. I want to give it to you. But I'm trying to hold out because I don't know you that well, but I'm so intrigued by you. I just wonder what it would be like giving you some dome. What would it be like you unbuttoning my clothes? What is it going to be like you're bending me over? What is it going to be like you're nutting on my back? What is it going to be like? And that's what's going through their head. Because don't think you're the only one that thinks about a woman saying it. Jonathan, are you really going to fucking ask me this question? Do I even know you? How can I tell you what to tell her? How can you not tell? Why are you talking to a woman if you can't tell her about yourself? I mean, God, dog, this is... I don't know what to say to y'all guys. Jonathan, tell her about yourself, dog, if she's asking you the question. If you ain't got nothing to say, throw her back in the water. My God, are you serious? I don't know who the fuck you are. Are you serious? Tell me about, man, dude, leave that woman alone, please. Let her get with a man. Leave her alone. But, gentlemen, let me get back to y'all chopping up this game here. Y'all got a question, put a Q in there. I got y'all covered. Let's keep going because I want you guys to see how you win and the concepts that you connect. You assimilate your scribe. You assimilate your drug lab. You assimilate your culinary school. You assimilate your mind, your mental gym. You assimilate your government, your marketing team. You assimilate all these things to come up with this one thing that's going to push you over the edge, is that you then create a thing called a self-concept, which as you cultivate that concept will become a self-sexual concept. Because you can communicate sex to a woman without communicating sex to a woman. And that's the biggest problem a lot of y'all have. Y'all are not communicating sex. You're not wreaking sex. You should wreak sex, gentlemen, all of you. Shout out to y'all listening. I'm reading. Y'all got messages. Y'all calling. You got 9 minutes to go. If y'all want to call in at 563-999-3056. Y'all want to call in? Come on in. Y'all got a question? Call in. I got you. We're going to keep the lines open for 9 more minutes. He says, a girl want to talk to me on the phone. Should I hold the convo until the date in person? I already got her sending.
Of course. That's what I'm here for. Go ahead.
Nah, you ain't here for that, brother. Shut your ass up. Let me talk.
Okay.
Hang up. Get off. Okay, go. Not now, man. Not now. Get the fuck off. This is Apple shit. Shout out to my brother from another mother. My brother from another mother. One of the coldest in the game. No one better. He cold. Cold motherfucker. Cold motherfucker. That's my motherfucking dog. Hey, better, we got to get on that wrestling, dog. We got to get on that wrestling tonight. So I'm going to call you later on tonight, dog. We got to get on that shit. Before I bring in Tyler, let me finish this up. Hold on, Tyler. Let me finish this up. Gentlemen, let me say something to all you guys out here, okay? Listen to me, please. My job is to market and promote me. So, all right, let's say, hold on, Ty, let me explain something to you. Gentlemen, let's just look at your calendar. Let's say I met her on Saturday, talked to her Sunday or Monday, and we're setting the date for Saturday. Why the fuck am I going to wait to Saturday to ask her a bunch of dumbass questions when I can talk to her Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and already talk about flirting? See, y'all guys don't know women are nasty when they feel good with you. They love to flirt. They love to talk dirty. And they love to talk about fucking. But you want to wait. See, you want to be the zebra that says, hey, lion, can you open your mouth right now so I can jump in it? Why are you being such a damn surface dweller? Why? Why are you being a surface dweller, brother? You want to move her towards the physical, asshole. You don't just sit around, play footsies with her, because you know why you're doing this? I'm going to tell you why, because I know you. Because you ain't got no mouthpiece, and you know damn well as soon as she goes out with you, she's going to know she made a mistake. So you want to tippy-toe on your fucking ass and hope that everything works out. Stop doing that shit, man. Let's get that shit. All right, Todd, I got you 312. And Todd, hold on a second. See, when she starts beginning to see me in what you believe in truly and what you're passionate about, I don't understand why you motherfuckers, why do you want, let me grab these calls real quick. I'm going to answer that question in a second, dog. You're giving me gray hairs, dog. You're going to make me want to drink. Oh, my God. All right, let me grab some of these calls. Guys, 5 minutes to call in if y'all want to call in. We got you. Tyler, I got you next in 321. You'll be after him. 321, you'll be next, okay? Let me grab Tyler real quick. Tyler, what's your question, man? What's up?
Real quick, I'm just sitting back listening, man. I have a question. I want to hear.
All right, you have a question or you're just listening?
No, just listening, man. I sent you a Landsea Air email, by the way.
Tyler, you're such a dick, man. All right, I'll put you back in. Tyler, I'll listen to it. Damn, you're such a dick, Tyler. This is why I hate my students, because you know what? This is what I love about them. What I hate about them is what I love about them, is because they're very fucking competitive, and I love that shit. You think Tyler's going to sit around and let someone outdo him? Oh, shit, guys. Now we got to see. But Tyler, 8-3-8-3-2-1. Matter of fact, let me get to 321 before we open up Tyler's thing, because you have a question, 321. I want to hold you up. 321, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, man? So this is covered by his blood. I just had a quick question. So basically my question is, like, the biggest thing that's really holding me back is, like, social anxiety. Like, you know, when I, approach.
No. That's a lie. The biggest thing holding you back is you. You're not even saying it right. Accept it. I fucking suck. And I'm holding myself back. You don't have social. Dude, I'm telling you, you don't have social anxiety. You don't have that. Mm-hmm. You just ain't got no experience, no fucking skills, and nothing that she wants from you. That's why you have social anxiety, brother. You don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to kiss. You don't know how to eat pussy. You don't know how to make her laugh. You don't know how to make her smile. You don't know how to make her think. You don't know how to make her react. You don't know how to make her blush. You don't know how to make her want you. You don't know how to make her miss you. You don't even know how to make her think about you. So is it actually social anxiety or is it you? That's not
right.
The answer.
That's deep.
Okay, then. The first thing you've got to do, let me tell you where you're going wrong, okay? See, your mind has you thinking it's social anxiety. And that's what you're buying into. But until you start to look in that fucking mirror and say, I'm the reason why I'm not where I'm at, because I'm too fucking lazy to learn shit. I'm too lazy to believe in myself. I'm too lazy to create something for myself. I'm too lazy to market myself. I'm too lazy to learn my mouthpiece. then you're not going to get anywhere. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's facts.
So I'm asking
you. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
What is so, what, tell me, you tell me, what is so special about a woman? Tell me, what do they do? What is their magical power?
I mean, nothing. I just feel like, no. I don't know, I just feel like, I feel like if I get laid, then like that's gonna like help me push things in a better direction. You feel me?
Wait, hold on, guys. This show, guy, give me a second, guys. For all those days when you a service dweller and you cramp up and you can't take a woman that he can't get, and when he has mood swings and irritability because he's feeling like he's being used for food, guys. For days like that, this wine will help you stop simping and tricking, and it will give you amazing comfort. Even, gentlemen, on your light days. Guys, please, if you get a chance, make sure, if you don't get your excuse berry crunch, make sure you get a bottle of Man Maxi Pad wine. There's only one kind like it. Get yours today. Now, caller, are you fucking shitting me? Why do you think getting a pussy is going to change you? You have to change you. Pussy is something that you do. It's not who you are. Why do you think it's going to change you? No, I'm saying, why do you think it's going to change you?
I just feel like if I get some experience, then like that's going to help me boost my confidence, because now I feel like, you know, I stepped into the direction of, okay, now I kind of have some sense of what I'm doing. But like as of right now,
I don't know what you're doing. Right, but you're going to be fooled, young man. You don't know what you're doing.
Mm.
And you're going to fall in love with the pussy, and you're going to run behind it, because once you get a little bit of that thing, you're going to go out your fucking mind. You already going out your mind right now.
That's, you right, though. You right. I'm not trying to be right.
I'm just saying that this is why you need to learn game, brother. You got to learn how to talk to yourself, communicate. Do you have your – how long have you been listening to me for?
Actually, I just started because, you know, one of my homies, he actually connected me to your channel because he said he don't usually share your information unless, like, it's with people that he knows actually going to take it serious.
There you go. See, people don't share this kind of information with everybody. So your boy is doing you a favor. So do you have your puzzle pieces?
No, I don't have my I heard that one. No, I don't got my puzzle pieces.
What's so funny? Why the fuck? What's so funny? Why are you laughing? I'm serious. Why don't you have your puzzle pieces?
Nah, because I remember that that one thing I watched. You said go to Walmart and get it. That's what made me laugh.
Brother, do you not live near a dollar store, Walmart? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I do.
And why haven't you got your lazy ass over there and got the puzzle piece?
I ain't going to lie. You know, I thought you were joking, but I'm going to go get them puzzle pieces, though.
Wait, caller. Do you actually think I will waste my time giving you – all right, let me explain something. Let me tell you why I don't think you should get your puzzle pieces. I'm serious. All you guys, you should.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're told information and you're told to do something and you want to get where we are at – don't you think you should fucking listen? Do you think I'm joking around? No, but do you think I'm actually joking? Then why wouldn't you do it when I tell you every show to do it?
All right, I'm going to get them puzzle pieces. I'm going to have to get them puzzle pieces. I'm going to do it.
All right, whatever. We'll see, man. All right, well, I'll throw you back in. I can continue with Tyler and everything, but we'll throw you back in. But thanks for the call, brother, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, respect, young man. Respect. All right, let's keep going. Guys, I'm telling y'all, y'all don't have to get your puzzle. Don't do it. Guys, don't get the puzzle pieces. Matter of fact, maybe I should start telling you motherfuckers not to get the shit, because don't waste yourself. Don't waste yourself. Don't waste your time. Y'all really don't want to learn game. It's amazing. Jesus Christ, let me go to Tyler real quick. Oh, fuck Tyler. Oh. Let me play this, Tyler. Here we go.
Hey, Tyler Steaks. I was just calling to see how you are. just because we're not together doesn't mean I don't care about you. So give me a call when you can. Okay. Much love. Bye.
Just because we're not together doesn't mean I don't care about y'all. See that shit? But it's amazing that y'all want to learn. Y'all want to know what makes no one better, a bad motherfucker? Let me tell you about this motherfucker. This motherfucker, see, y'all don't know what real ones are. And real motherfuckers do real shit, and real motherfuckers stand on shit. And from the moment I met this motherfucker, no one better, game the fuck up. Straight up motherfucking man. Great motherfucking man. Great motherfucking father. Great motherfucking hustler. Great motherfucking everything. He is what you guys should be embodying and going towards. Is great. He is a great man because you want to know why? He makes it all about himself. And everybody's got to follow what he says. This is what makes him a bad motherfucker. And this is what makes women love that motherfucker. This is what women take over this motherfucker for. You want to know why? Because he's not trying to be anybody else but his motherfucking self. And that's what he's always stood on. He's always stood on who the fuck he is. And that's why that motherfucker is definitely no one better. That's why he cold as fuck. That's why I'm telling y'all, man. Oh, y'all, man. Y'all got to wake up. The time is now. Y'all are bullshitting around. Because you're not communicating you because you're scared to share who you are. How are you going to win? If you're afraid, how are you going to win if you don't believe in yourself? Because I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers, you better hope there's a no one better in your neighborhood. You better, every fucking night you go to bed, you better say, God damn it, I hope there's a no one better in my neighborhood. Because I ain't going to motherfucking win. Because he going to take what the fuck I got. And not only take what you got, he gonna take what you got. Because guess what? If he wants a PlayStation 5, you're gonna be buying it. Bet the bank. If he wants that surround sound, guess who's gonna be buying it? You're gonna be buying it. Your woman ain't gonna spend her money. She's gonna spend your money. Because she's gonna be rolling the fruit at his motherfucking feet. You better hope there ain't a no one better in your area. I'm telling you. You better Boy, y'all better hope. Y'all better hope. You either listen. You can get in the neighborhood of a no one better and live on your own street by your own rules and join us. Join us in conquering. Join us in winning. Join us in loving. Join us in pleasuring, being pleasure to the woman. I can bring you pleasure. I can push you beyond that. Let me see this goddamn question. Hold on. How do you fuck? Man, what the fuck are y'all talking about here? Let me grab some of these questions. Hold on, guys. Y'all talking crazy. Let me see. Big Red, what do you say? What if she doesn't ask you any questions, basically shows you Well, yes. When a woman is excited, she wants to know what you're about. But see, the reason why, Red, listen to me. The reason why she's not asking you questions is because you have nothing to ask questions about. See, my friend, if you had your marketer, if you had your marketing team, your scribe, your culinary school, your motherfucking studio, if you had your guide, your mental weight gym, if you had these things, she will see that there's more to you. because you are different, guys. I'm telling you, guys, I tell you all the time, if they do not talk to you this way, God damn it, one more time.
Excited to get to know you. It's something different. Wait. Already, because I never had anyone talk to me like that.
Let me stop. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. If you are not him, she doesn't want to know you. If you are like him, she wants to know everything about you. Let me ask this question. How not to fall in love with girls after getting... Okay, you're young. I'm not going to get on your ass. I ain't going to get on your ass, man. Young man, you got to have some value, dog. Stop falling in love. Women fall in love. Fall into respect. Not falling in love, man. Fall into respect, young man. Come on, dog. You can't go there. Let me get this. Oh, I think I answered your question. Yeah, I think I already answered that question. Y'all are missing the point of game. Okay, y'all are missing point of game. Stop making this shit about women. Fall in love with yourself. Let them fall in love with you. Let them fall in love with you. But they've got to fall in love with uniqueness. They've got to fall in love with you versus what you're not. Even the skull knows this shit. I love this shit. Got the little snake on it. See that shit with the snake? Hey, you see the snake? I love that shit. I love that shit. Don't fall in love. Let her fall in love with you. All you guys, man. When you make your life meaningful to yourself, you don't care because you're moving how you move, and you're not trying to move based off of a piece of ass. Your life has no meaning because your meaning or your definition or who you are or how you define yourself is based on weave, ass, titties, bras, and fucking makeup. And that's a goddamn problem. That's sad, man. That's sad. I saw the text. Tell me we don't need to see the text, man. We don't need to see the text. No, stop that, man. Don't quote Tupac. She should be saying there's a party in the bedroom and you're invited. Stop. Guys, y'all can play as long as y'all want and don't take this seriously. But, hey, joke around. You motherfuckers are not Tupac, so stop acting and regurgitate Tupac words. Regurgitate your own words. Stop that shit. Come on, man. Y'all got to stop. Be better. This is why y'all can't win at anything. Because y'all don't make anything about yourselves. Make it about you. Make it about move how you move and how you think. Gentlemen, I'm going to show you this. Let me show you. As I told you yesterday, her mind, like your fucking mind, has the edge. She will not go over the edge. But since this is my dog in here, I'm going to use him as an example. I'm going to use my dog, No One Better. See, when No One Better rolls up on her, he's not rolling up on her. He's given her the opportunity to find and meet somebody that's going to push her beyond her edge, gentlemen, beyond her edge. And it's going to tweak the mind part of her that is curious, the curious mind, the one that when you hear that bump in the night, sometimes you want to see what the fuck is going on, that curious mind. The one that when you're driving on one side of the road and you see an accident, you got to slow down. that part of your mind, the curious mind, is going to be drawn in, because the mind wants to feel safe. So what the mind does, when you motherfuckers, y'all don't even realize that, when y'all are driving on that side of the street and there's an accident on the other side and you slow down to look, the curious mind starts to think of, man, I need to be a little more cautious. And how do you mean y'all say that shit? Y'all drive by an accident, oh shit, let me perk up a little bit. Because, see, when no one better or men like him talk to women, it's because he doesn't accept the woman. This is what y'all understand. When he's putting his bid in with a woman, no one better doesn't accept the woman. He accepts himself. They don't even talk to y'all this way. He accepts who the fuck he is, and that's all he's going to stand on. He's not going to change who the fuck he is. All he's going to say is, this is who the fuck I am. This is my self-worth. This is my sexual self-worth. This is my value. This is who the fuck I am and where I'm coming from. And you have a simple choice. You can be smart and accept it like all the other women who got pleasures off of me. Or you can say no, and it's your fucking loss. I don't give a fuck because I'm no one better. That's how we are, man. That's how we do shit. That's how we win. That's what I'm saying to y'all, man. That's what I'm saying. Yes, you're the party. She should be invited. Absolutely, gentlemen. Absolutely. Guys, we're going to stay on for another 11 minutes. Y'all got questions, ask questions. We'll be on for another 11 minutes. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that, well, let me see what you're saying right here. You're saying, I hear people say they hate salespeople, yet they can't wait for the next Apple product. Well, here's the thing. It's not that we sell ourselves to the woman success, okay? It's that we sell ourselves to ourselves. We're always selling ourselves to ourselves. See, the conversation you have to a woman is not you selling the dick to her. It's selling yourself to yourself to give her an opportunity to do or be with you for as little time as there is. That's what it's about. We're not trying to sell her anything because we're not trying to manipulate her or anything like that, okay? We're not. We're just saying that the features that we have as men is something that if you take the moment and get with us, it's going to rock you. It's going to change your life. It's going to change the game for you. That's what the game does. That's what the game does. And if you can just believe in yourself, which is the hardest thing to do, this is why we took our time to talk about everything we're breaking down, because everything that you're doing is going to have an effect on you. And listen, as I'm wrapping this up, I'm telling you guys, the worst thing that you guys are doing, most of you are fucking up. None of you have those puzzle pieces. What a fucking shame. It is sad that y'all are grown men told to do something and y'all can't even do it. And listen, you know who you are. I don't know. Y'all know I'm talking to you. You know who you are. I'm not pointing any fingers, but I will say this as we wrap this up. Don't get them. Do not get them. Don't do it. You're wasting your time. If I was you, I wouldn't do it. Fuck that. Don't get the puzzles. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now, do not do it. Because It's just not in you to want to be a man. If there is no sense of urgency in you to get off your lazy fucking ass, because I understand how y'all got, oh God, wait, let me stop real quick. Fuck y'all, 230 likes. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Thank you. I shout out to all you. Thank you, guys. That's kind of you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, 230. Thank you. I will always thank you guys. Thank you. What I'm saying to you guys is that if there's no sense of urgency, there isn't. See, a lot of you guys think that if it's free, I'm not going to do it, and that's your problem. See, that's the difference between us. The biggest test to see if you're about this game is that one thing y'all fell in, and y'all don't follow instructions. All of you do not follow instructions because you don't believe that the shit that I'm saying is important enough. Why the fuck do I need to get some stupid-ass puzzles? Do I need to dump the puzzles and all that other shit? Let me get this question right here. Sell yourself to yourself. Yeah, of course. You want to know what do you mean what I mean? This is exactly what I said. Give me an example that a man should sell himself on, and I'll show you. Just tell me something. I'll let you choose it. I don't want to pick it. You choose it. Pick something, King. Hurry up, King. You choose something that you want me to sell myself on. What is something that I should sell myself on? You tell me, King, and I'll show you. You tell me, King, because I want to show you guys how game works. I don't need to fucking conjure it up. I'll show you how simple game works. Come on, King, hit me with something. Tell me something that, give me something, King. Give me something. I'm waiting on King. King, you got 10 more seconds to give me something or I'm going to move on. You ask a question. I'm asking you a fucking question. Give me something. I'm going to move on. In 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, fuck it. All right, don't ask me no fucking questions if you can't answer the other question. Next time you do that, I'm going to kick you out of the fucking room. You see, there's a problem with y'all motherfuckers. I ask you a question. You ask me a question. I'm trying to help you, and you can't even fucking help me out by helping you. Do that shit again, King. You're getting the fuck out of this classroom because you're wasting class time. We ain't got much time. And guys, that's why I kick people out, because I'm taking time to help that dumb motherfucker out, and that motherfucker won't say shit. Tyler, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Tyler, what are you talking about?
I sent the initial text after getting the bid. You know, she responds, and then waiting on her to call me, but she said something kind of not understanding.
I can't get off your speaker. Tyler, please get off your speaker, please. Get off your speaker. Get off your speaker. What the fuck did she say? Wait, is this her saying? Wait, what did she say? She said, "Oh, Tyler, I sense in you a whole lot of trouble and fun that, quite frankly, I find irresistible." Is this the text message?
Yeah, that's the text message.
Tyler, come on, man, don't piss me the fuck off with this stupid shit. What the fuck you mean you scratching your head? The bitch is saying, Tyler, I sense... Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you scratching your head on this shit, Tyler?
Well, she's going
into
this,
like... Tyler, I sense in you a whole lot of trouble. And I find it irresistible. I will be texting you, okay? When you least expect it, and look forward to the dance. What the fuck is the problem? Tyler, come on, man. Jesus, dude, this is God damn.
So I got the.
Come on, Tyler.
I'm trying to.
look at the types of women with the, like, her profile.
Tyler! Tyler, this is disappointing, man. This is fucking disappointing, Tyler. Come on, man. It's, dude, come on.
So, I mean, should
are
I be leaving it at just
wait,
that?
Tyler, are you looking at her profile, or are you looking at what she's saying?
No, I'm looking at what her profile is, the picture I sent after that.
Oh, God, Tyler.
So
right,
I'm trying to do a better job
Tyler.
Of, like, working on the
Tyler,
of women.
Tyler! Didn't I say profiles are not personality? All that shit she wrote is bullshit. Tyler, come on, man, dude. The fuck, man? Let me...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me grab it. Hold on. Let me show y'all. I know y'all like, what the fuck is Steve talking about? Come on, Tyler. You just, dude. Tyler, this is not a question, dog. I don't even know why you're asking me this shit, dog.
Well,
why
I'm trying
are you
to, I'm looking
her,
at this profile.
But she's not her profile, Tyler. Oh, Jesus, goddamn. All right. I'm going to get to it. Let me download it. I'm going to download this, and I'm going to download her profile. Wait, Tyler, can you please scratch out your number and shit before I do this and send it again, please?
Okay.
Please, please.
Just the profile.
Well, no. I got the profile. It's fine. I'm saying where you – wait, there's something in here. Wait. There's something I thought I saw your number. Hold on. There was in
yeah,
her own
my
numbers, words.
My numbers. Yeah, my numbers.
Scratch that and send that to me again, please. Because I was just about to post that shit. Please scratch that.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Oh, my God. I don't understand, Tyler. Why are you reading the
– See, there have been times, Tyler, Coach, when I've bought in the – go ahead.
Tyler. Oh, let me get it for you guys. Jesus, Tyler, come on, man. All right, hold on. Let me give me a second, guys. I'm gonna pull up Tyler's text. And I'm gonna show you why I'm getting in his ass for this shit, because he should be better, Tyler. This is Tyler. This All right, let me grab it real quick. Hold on, let me grab it.
All right,
I just scratched it out.
All right,
cool. Let me hold on, Tyler. Let me grab that. All right, yeah, you say, all right, I'm about to download it. Okay. All right, so let me download it, and let me set it up for the guys that's watching. Hold on. Let me show y'all guys. Jesus Christ. See, even though Tyler good, he's still a student, guys. He's still fucking up. Why you always got to learn this shit? All right, so, Tyler, let me grab the two that you sent me. I'm uploading it, and let me post it. And I want to show y'all, everybody that's listening, what's going on. She said, hi, Tyler. I'm just covering that up because I want to blow up the message. All right, I got her message. Hold on, I blew up. All right, I got her message blown up. Guys, I'm about to post it. Give me 1 second. I gotta post this shit. Hold on, let me grab what she's saying. Jesus, Tyler, you should know better, dude. Are you serious? All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, guys, let me go. I'm about to download it now so you guys can read it. Give me a second, gentlemen. Sorry for the delay. I just had to make sure I got everything. So, all pages. All right, all right, I'm downloading it right now. I'm going to upload it to the thing. We're all going to read it, guys. All right, give me a second, guys. Downloaded it, uploaded it. I'm about to load it up now. We're about to look at it, and I'm going to show you even where the great and mighty Tyler has fucked up. Tyler, you, Jesus Christ. Tyler, come on, man. All right, let me grab. All right, guys, I'm about to load it up. Let me just find a spot to load it up, and then we'll look at it, and you will see why I am so fucking upset right now, man. Tyler, this, you, oh. All right, I'm going to grab it right now. Let me find a spot. All right, here we go, guys. I'm grabbing it right now. We're about to post it right now. All right, Tyler, here we go, here we go. All right, so this is what, of all y'all are joining me, Tyler got this from a lady. Now I want you to read what she said first, and we're going to go over this shit. Let me take this shit off. Oh, wait, let me take this shit off. Hold on a second. All right, so the lady says, gentlemen, and I quote, she said, "I love the adventure that life brings. The idea of finding someone new to place to go to see, yet I also enjoy the humor of everyday life. Hearing about my friends' trials and tribulations, sharing my own with others. Basically, I try not to take life too seriously. And when I do try and find the humor in of my plight, I am seeking a partner to share the adventure and who wants to grow with someone as well who has their own personal passions. I also like to indulge in my own passions, which I include in my daughter, spending time with friends, and improving my environment. I can be extrovert and enjoy spending time with friends over casual dinners, movies, evenings on the town. However, I also have an introverted side that also – now, listen, guys, I'm just reading all this shit so y'all can understand this shit. Okay, she talks about this, renovating my house inside out and evenings with a margarita. With my adventurous side, bring someone who is willing to try anything once. Let me know if you feel the same way." Now, Tyler. Now, yes. Everybody. Wait a second. Now, wait. Now, everybody, I want you to see that, right? Now I want you to read what she said to Tyler. I want you, now she said all that shit, gentlemen. I want you to see what she said to Tyler. She says to Tyler, after he said some smooth-ass shit, I'll give him that. She says, "Oh, Tyler, I sense in you a whole lot of trouble and fun that, quite frankly, I find irresistible. I will be texting you when you least expect it. Look forward to the dance." Her name. Who doesn't love ice cream? Tyler, what the fuck are you asking me? You don't understand what to say to this. What are you missing?
It's not what she's saying here. It's looking for things inside of her profile that I can also use,
Tyler,
like I'm using with her deck.
Tyler, listen to me, brother. This is where you're fucking up. This is where you fucked up. Tyler, you fucked up in doing the right thing. You did the right thing, but you don't even see you did the right thing, but you fucked up by trying to find something in their profile. Tyler, look, man, when you said to her, "I was involved with this interesting project, then I saw your profile, your hair, your sexy smile caught my eye, so I decided to stop and text and invite you for the opportunity to enjoy ice cream with me. Hit me back here directly when you are available, and I will take care of the rest, Tyler." You did it. Tyler, how are you missing what the fuck you did?
Well, I'm not missing that I did that. I'm looking for using everything that she's saying and trying
Tyler,
to get things
she,
out of that, including
okay,
what's
Tyler,
in her profile.
Tyler, everybody listen to me. Everybody that's here, listen to me. Everybody listen to me. Everybody listen to me. Everybody. Everybody. Their profile is not their fucking personality. Their picture is not their personality. Her profile is, this is for the surface dwellers, Tyler. That shit ain't got nothing to do with us. And when you sent her this message, Tyler, you showed her that this, I'm not the guy you're looking for. I'm the guy you want. So why are you looking for something? She's already down. Why are you looking? Tell me, Tyler. Why are you looking for
inner
profile?
It's basically, I think, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like thinking I need to look for more when I just got to continue to go back to the basics and stick with what I'm doing.
Yo, it's
that's
always a why are you looking for more? Tyler.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking.
Tyler, listen. Her profile is saying I'm a good girl. I got values. I have morals. I'm looking for a church-going guy that loves Jesus Christ as Savior, Holy God, whatever the fuck. And I'm looking for a good guy to enjoy all the fun, quality things. That means you got to take your time, take me out on 4 fucking dates to get a hug. You're going to have to feed me and kiss my fucking ass. That's what she's saying to the surface dweller. That's what she's saying. But you're saying, Tyler, you did right. You said, fuck what you're saying. I'm going to say what I want to say. And she was receptive to what you, she bit the fucking bait. So why do you need to go into the profile when you kept it a buck with her, dog? Why do you need to change anything?
No, I hear what you're saying. I'm just in my mind, I'm thinking, yes, I know all that's BS, but it's things that she said that I can go back to and utilize on my own.
Tyler, Tyler.
That's,
the shit she's saying in there is not for us.
Okay.
Remember, their profiles are for surface dwellers. That shit ain't for us. All that shit they be saying, that's not for us. That's for all these surface dwellers, man. You just kept it a buck and told her what the fuck to do, which she's not used to. Tyler, you did the right thing. You just don't see fuck you did. You did the right thing, but you're still looking at that profile as well as that photo is a fucking lie. She doesn't want any of that shit.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah.
Because if she wanted it, don't you think she would have posted this shit? What does she want? Hang out with me. Be my butt buddy. Let's hang out with our fucking panties on so we can eat some fucking, cookie dough ice cream, watch some fucking soap operas and cry in each other's arms. That's what she's saying for the average sucker. Because the average sucker is going to look at that profile, Tyler, and they're going to say, well, damn, this sounds like the kind of girl I can get. So let me do what she wants me to do versus what you need to do, Tyler. You didn't have to look at her profile. You did everything right. She's telling you that you're trouble. She's telling you you're trouble, Tyler. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, it's like I was saying. My thinking is just doing more than I need to, like you said.
Trying to use that as a resource or profile.
Yeah.
You don't need to make A more than A, right?
Right.
And yes, Code is right. All you got to do is set the fucking date up. Exactly. See, Code even got that shit right. He got his shit right. Tyler, how the fuck did you not know within the first 3 messages to set the date up, dude? You should know that.
Well, I'm still within the first 3 messages.
I know, but you're asking me a question that you're scratching your head. How the hell are you scratching your head?
Because I'm seeing that, like I told you, I'm trying to look for things within the profile that means nothing for something I can use later on.
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Hey, R Dweller, hey, this ain't for you, dog. Go ahead and block me before I block you. Go ahead. This ain't for you, dog. This ain't for you. This shit is not about me, bitch. Please. Please. Hey, do yourself a favor. Don't waste your time over here, okay? The time that you took. Hold on, Tyler. Let me talk to you guys. Please, young man, listen. Let me tell you something that your daddy never told you. The time you took to click on this show and the time you took to think enough about me to type what you said shows that I'm living in your head rent-free, brother. Don't waste your time being feminine, dog. Don't do that, brother. Don't do that. Don't be like your mother, okay? Don't be like your mother. I know you're crying for help, but you will not get help being mad at me because I'm better than you. Don't be mad, okay? Don't be upset. Don't have another man in your head to where you want to say what you want to say, man. Come on, don't be that guy. You got to be better, okay? You got to be better, okay? So please go somewhere else. This is not for you, okay? And I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, but you're no longer here. So take care of yourself. Maybe someone else got you, but I guess someone else already got him. But yeah, this is not for him, man. So Todd, do you understand what I'm saying about wrap this up? Let me see.
I understand, Coach. How many times have I overthought shit?
Listen, Tyler. My next show, I'm gonna show you her profile is not her fucking personality. If you know that, then what the fuck are you looking for then?
Like, there have been times where I've gone to things people have said in their profile.
I understand that, but Tyler,
you know what I mean?
How many times I tell you every woman's not the same, Tyler, right? Right?
Well, that's what I mean about types of women. That's how I'm looking at this through that lens.
Why are you looking at the fucking type, Tyler, when you put your bid in, Tyler? You don't need to look at the profile at that point. You can now look. You can use a profile later, but you've already she's already intrigued with you. Look, Tyler, she's going against her own rules by telling you this shit, Tyler. Think, man. Use your head for more than a hat rack. She's saying, I sense you're a whole lot of fucking trouble, Tyler. So why do you need, irresistible. What the fuck are you talking about? Why do you need to find anything when she's already submitting? Jesus Christ. Come on, Tyler. You should be scratching your head over this shit.
Thinking of how I can use it later.
Dog, it's not how you use it later. It's you setting up the date. That's all you need to do. Follow the fucking playbook. You don't need to scratch your head. You already got her. We're going to talk more about this later, all right? Well, I'll do a show on this. I got it.
The idea that I'm going to use that later.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Wait, hold on. Shut the fuck up. Words of wisdom. Thank you. Words of wisdom. Thank you. I appreciate you coming in here to think about me enough to come in here to talk. I know you need help. And you, hold on. Words of wisdom. You're absolutely right, sir. Everything you're saying. I'm a dwarf. I come from the world of Nebula. Everything. Look, hey, guess what? I'm going to agree with you so you don't have to listen anymore. See that? I agree with you. You're right. So now that you're right and you said what you said, now you can block me. You're right. Now you can block me. Thank you. You don't need me anymore. Go ahead and block me. You can block me now. Come on, dog. Don't waste your time. Why do they get so mad? Why do they get so mad? Oh, my God. This is crazy. And I'm sorry, guys. But, hey, guys, all you got to do, listen, agree with them and just move on. Don't fight with them. Don't argue with them. Agree with them. And they will go along their way. And that's why, hey, good. He's right. I agree. You're absolutely right. I'm an alien. I have a blue tooth in my mouth, and I got an eye on my back. Everything you say, I'm agree with. I agree with you. So now you can leave the fucking thing. It's amazing, man. But you know what is more amazing? Hold on. Wait. Is it more amazing? Hold on. Wait. But Tyler, what was you saying now? Sorry, Tyler. What was you say real quick, Tyler? What was you about to say, man? I'm listening. What's up? What was you about to say?
There is a point, though, to go back and look at that and extrapolate things from that profile, right? Just not at this point is what I'm hearing you say.
Right, you don't need to. There's no point.
Okay, so it's not to not look at it at all. It's just until I've set the date, don't look at that. And then after that, look at that for things I can utilize.
Yeah, that's all it is. Hold on a second. Shit.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'm trying to think about step C before I even got past step B.
Fuck. Yes, you are. And, hey, guys, don't block the haters, okay? Let me do God's work, for at least allow me to do God's work or something. You know what I mean? Don't just block them. Let me do some work, okay? Let them come in, okay? Let them be angry. Let them be mad, but let them come in. Damn it. Oh, man. Fuck.
But I hear you, Coach, man. Basically, that's why I'm calling myself out on this. I don't always try to do that because I'm thinking ahead of that step.
And what step is that?
Well, I haven't set the date. Like I said, I've gotten to the point where I'm just waiting for this person, so she's nothing until, like, I got the date set. So I shouldn't be worrying about this. I'm just getting ahead of myself, thinking about, oh, there's shit in this profile that I can have knowledge of, archived in my head that I can use later when I'm moving through other steps.
Okay. Hey, gentlemen, all my dogs out there. Okay, well, Tyler, I'll throw you back in. But, hey, guys.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, you're good, Tyler. Hey, listen, all my dogs, listen. Let them come in. Let them say what they got to say, and we'll be fine. Okay. We're good. Okay, we're good. Don't let them come in and say what they want to say. Don't kick them out. Okay. Don't kick them out. Just let them come in. I got them. Just let them in, dog. Y'all gotta let me do work, dog. Y'all. If they troll, don't kick them out yet. I'll tell y'all when. Don't. Yeah, 21. Don't kick him out. Give me my chance to do what I do. Y'all know what I do. Don't just boot him. y'all know what I was about to do, but you wouldn't let me do it, guys. Y'all got rid of him too fast. Hold on, dog. Hold on. Watch this, guys. Hold on. Let me show y'all something. Hold on. Watch this, guys. Hold on, guys. Let me see something real quick. Guys, you know what I do, dog. How can y'all not, you know, I get hurt sometimes. Y'all won't let me do what I do. Can I do what I do? Let me do what I do, dog. Come on. All right, hold on. Let me see something real quick, guys. Let me see here. All right, let's see here. Let's see here. Let me. I'm gonna do something. Yeah, but I'm gonna answer your question. 1 second. Just give me a second, guys. Give your boy a second. Let me see if I can find that shit. Still looking. All right, I'm going to ask you a question 1 second. I'm just trying to look for something. Give me a second, guys. Give me a second. Y'all move so fast. I appreciate all my dogs, chat room dogs. I appreciate how fast y'all are, but just let them ride it out a second, okay? You know, that's what we do. I know how we do this shit. I just want to see if I can do what it is I want to do, but y'all won't let me do it because y'all like, I don't get rid of motherfuckers, but I'm about to release everybody out of the block anyway. but they can come back so I can kick their ass back in the block. But I'm trying to find that motherfucker. Give me a second, guys. And I will answer your question in 1 second. Damn, I can't find him. Damn. Jesus Christ. I know he was gone, but dude. Huh. Interesting. Well, I'll just unlock them all. I'll let everybody else, I'll let them all back out. But no, guys, don't just kick them out. Let me say what I say to them and let me do a little what I do. And then I'll let you know. But I appreciate you guys being on your shit and knocking these guys off. I want to say thank you. I appreciate all you guys. I really do. I want to say thank you. But let me just do. Can I do what I do best? Can y'all let me do that? y'all won't let me do it, man. Y'all so quick in your head. All right, I can't find them. I can't find them, so I'm gonna open up the gates and let everybody. Fuck, I'm gonna let everybody out again. I'm letting everybody out of the. I'm gonna let them out. I'm gonna let everybody out again. You let all the prisoners out just so they can go right back in. You know, sometimes y'all know how prison works. You get rid of all the prisoners just so they can come back and fuck up, just so you can throw them back in again. But no, guys, always remember, guys, we got to give love. To our haters, I'm being serious. You got to give love to the haters, because the thing about the haters is that it shows that they're too busy thinking about me. All right, so guess what, guys? I released them all. Shit, they're all free again. I released them all back in the population. I released them all back in the population. All right, I just let them out. Just let them back out of them. All right, let me read this last thing. After setting up a date, no more talking up until the point is better. I hold off on a date and talk to her more through the text, the phone. After setting up a date, there's no more talking up until the point, to that point. Is it better to hold off on the date and talk to her more through the text? Dude. Please, man. Come on, dude. You got to be better than that, dog. Yeah. Hey, guys, like I say, let them all out. We let all the prisoners out, but let them say what they want to say. Let me recognize it and let me do something. You know, if you could tell when it's fake, but sometimes with a little bit of detective work, we can find out where they live. We can find out what they do for a living at work. We can find out who their parents are and their grandparents. Just give me a chance, guys. Y'all got to let me do God's work, okay? let me do God's work, okay? That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Let me do God's work. And if I can't do it, I'll get them out. Anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead. Hey, guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had one thing coming. And that is, they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, live every day like it is your tomorrow, okay, guys? So our next show, we'll be talking about profiles, because y'all have the wrong idea about the profile. And y'all are letting the woman's profile, okay, y'all are letting the woman's profile throw you motherfuckers off. So we gotta work on that, okay? We got to work on that, okay? So as long as we work on that, we'll be good to go. Gentlemen, y'all have any questions, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset.